From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A storm is brewing in the Atlantic, and forecasts show it could blow over the leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico this weekend. And Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO says Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal wants to know what BP is doing to prepare for that.
Governor Jindal says BP has yet to provide details of how it would move cleanup crews away from the oil spilling into four states.
One of the things we've asked them to do is to commit about the specific evacuation staging areas, where they'll go and locate. Earlier, we'd asked them for their plan. It wasn't adequate. We've asked them to update it.
Jindal says he wants BP and the Coast Guard to make sure they won't clog evacuation routes. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says oil spill response teams would need 5 days' notice to get vessels safely away from gale force winds. Containment systems would have to be disconnected, and oil would again pour unchecked into the Gulf. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
President Obama hopes to convince G20 leaders in Toronto this weekend to adopt a reform similar to the financial overhaul just approved by House and Senate negotiators.
We need to act in concert for a simple reason. This crisis proved, and events continue to affirm, that our national economies are inextricably linked. And just as economic turmoil in one place can quickly spread to another, safeguards in each of our nations can help protect all nations.
The House-Senate deal would expand government authority over Wall Street and create an independent agency to support the changes. The legislation is aimed at preventing risky business practices that led to the global economic crisis. Federal prosecutors are celebrating a minor victory in a major drug case. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says an alleged drug lord they thought to have extradited from Jamaica has now been arraigned in New York.
Christopher Dudas Koch is a reputed gang leader from Jamaica. The U.S. has been seeking his extradition for months. New York prosecutors say he's been distributing cocaine and marijuana in the eastern U.S. for more than 15 years. Getting Koch here to answer the charges was so difficult because the prime minister in Jamaica represented Koch's district in parliament. And then, in a reversal last month, the prime minister also called for his arrest. Within days, Koch's supporters in West Kingston, where he lived, barricaded the neighborhood. Dozens of people died in clashes with police. He was finally arrested and sent to the U.S. this week. Koch's lawyer said he would fight the charges against him, and he expected to return to Jamaica a free man. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Vice President Dick Cheney is spending the weekend at a Washington, D.C. hospital for testing after experiencing what a spokesman called discomfort. The nature of the health concern is not clear, but 69-year-old Cheney has a long history of serious health problems. He was hospitalized for a mild heart attack as recently as February. This is NPR News. Kellogg is recalling select packages of cereal because they don't meet the company's quality standards. Consumers are being advised not to eat Corn Pops, Honey Smacks, Fruit Loops, and Apple Jacks because of an unusual taste and smell associated with the products. Kellogg says the chance of getting sick from eating any of the cereals is low, but a posting on its website says there have been consumer reports of temporary symptoms from people who ate the products, including nausea and diarrhea. A Washington Post reporter and blogger who writes about conservative movement has resigned. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, David Weigel decided to leave after a website published his emails denigrating leading Republicans and conservative figures.
David Weigel is not a household name outside Washington, but his reporting on conservatives got him hired by The Post earlier this year. Privately, however, he was emailing friends on the journalist listserv with withering remarks about Matt Drudge, Sarah Palin, Newt Gingrich, and the Tea Party movement. Weigel initially apologized for some of his remarks, but as the Daily Caller published more of them on Friday, he resigned. The episode highlights the divide between norms of new media and the old, where a value is placed on striving for the ideal of journalistic objectivity. Conservative commentators argued the email showed Weigel could not be fair to the people he was covering. Ezra Klein, a fellow Post blogger, lamented his friend's departure and moved to shut down the listserv he had earlier founded to promote free debate. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
U.S. stocks closed mixed after Congress finalized a bill on overhauling regulations for financial institutions. This is NPR News.